Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. One person asked Isa Aleyhisselam, Musa Aleyhisselam, made dua that I get some knowledge of the future. Musa Aleyhisselam trying to avoid him. He persisted second time, third time. And the Anbiya alayhi salam are most compassionate, loving, compassionate. Finally, he made the dua. Now, he got to know, because he's got the knowledge of the future, that his horse is going to die. Very quickly he went up to the market and fetched a good price for his horse. And he's thinking to himself, we believe in the Anbiya, they're very great. But matters about the dunya, you know, they don't know much about the dunya. So, you know, I knew about the dunya and what a major loss I saved myself from. And then, not had the knowledge, I would have incurred such a big loss. With this horse, I could 100,000. And it's not that I incurred the loss. And at loss, I couldn't recover. Then, after a few weeks or months, he got to know that his milk giving cow is going to die. So, again, did the same thing for a beautiful price for that cow. And again he's telling himself, see, we believe in Anbiya. But dunya things, you know, we know better. See what a loss I've incurred. Then, within a few weeks, he got to know, now you're going to die. Obviously he can't go and sell himself. Bi'ul hurri batilun. Can he sell himself? Can't. Batil, bi'a batil. Like bi'ul mayit, batil. So now he came back crying to his Musa alayhi salam. This is what happened now. So Musa alayhi salam explained to him, it was the grand plan of Allah Ta'ala that he must incur a loss. So you averted it the first time, so you pushed it onto the cow. You averted it the second time, now there was nothing to avert it to, so you pushed it onto yourself. What you understand, there's two things that you understand here. One is, man wants to know what's going to happen. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. Had I had the knowledge of the future, I would have acquired a lot of good. Because in today's world, alright, I'll invest here, but I know what's going to happen, this thing here is going to turn like a gold mine. So لَسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. So, in this life, Allah Ta'ala doesn't disclose these things. If He disclosed it to everybody, I say, could you manage the life? Because everybody knows how it's going to happen. So, that knowledge being sealed from us is the better thing. Like Qiyamah, nobody knows. لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو بأي أرض تموت. So, Qiyamah and death, Allah are concealed, blocked it off. And perhaps it is for our betterment that Allah Ta'ala has blocked it off. That Allah Ta'ala shown each person his life, there could have been two major problems. One problem could have been that if he's a sensitive person and he knows now in 20 years' time he's going to die, then I ask you, will there be any joy and pleasure in life? Will you look forward to life? I'm going to go. And if he's an insensitive person, then he may think, I still got 20 years, let me enjoy myself for the 19 and a half years. Last 6 months, I'll rack it, I'll do it. So both works, both ways, it doesn't work. So another blocked it off. This I'm not going to show it to you. Sometimes you have an exception to the rule, someone is shown a day or something before you're going to die. That's now an exception to the rule. But as a rule, Allah Ta'ala doesn't show anybody. Like, Mada taksibu ghada, what you're going to earn tomorrow. But now Yusuf alayhi salam was shown that Egypt is going to have 7 years of good rain and 7 years of drought. So that's an exception to the rule. But the second thing that we learn here is you want to come online, then the best thing to put your mind onto, to get onto line, is to seriously think of death. أَكْثِرُوا هَازِمَ اللَّذَّاتِ. That puts your line straight away. If you're going to be thinking about it seriously, you'll be a different person altogether. Now we have all these ambitions, aspirations, we'll do this and we'll do that. We'll go here and we'll go there. That is because we are ambitious of life. And if there's no ambitions of life, then it's a different thing altogether. That is why in the words of the hadith, the most understanding person is أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ, who is in preparation for death. He is prepared for death. That's the most wise person. So to get yourself onto line, then you need to bring yourself onto this thought. I don't know. Let me do my thing. In the colloquial language, you say, put the ducks on the row. This is what is ducks on the row. So if this thought comes in, then everything goes smooth. And as long as this thought is not entrenched, then it's a long, long journey still for you. But this comes in. So, this thought of death is the sweetness of Iman as well comes at that time. The sweetness, the goodness of Deen, enjoyment in Deen, where you can be consistent in one pattern and you don't waver. That's where it comes in. That famous hadith of Hiraqal Hercules. So he asked several questions to Abu Sufyan. Sufyan was now giving all the answers. So, how was his lineage? He's the best in the lineage. Have you ever seen him speaking a lie? No. Any person in his lineage had made a claim of Nubuwwat previously? No. So when he got all confirmed, you know, he is the Nabi. And he also said, وَكُنْتُ عِنْدَهُ لَغَسَلْتُ رِجْلَيْهِ. Had I been by him, I would have washed his feet. So that is why now, some ulama feel perhaps he died as a Muslim. But majority feel he didn't die as a Muslim because of two reasons. One is when he sensed that his wealth all is going to go away, his power, might, then he just declined. Number two is in Ghazwa Mutah, he also supported the Christians against Rasulullah. So to fight against the Nabi, it is a small thing, small offense. So in that hadith, there's a question that he asked one question. Did you see any person turning away in the soul? They call such a person wasil. Wasil is a person that's not turning away, steady. So, did you see any person turning away? So he says, no. So, Hercules' reply was, كَذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانِ إِذَا دَخَلَتْ بَشَاشَتُهُ الْقُلُوبِ. This is the effect of Iman, when the sweetness of Iman permeates the heart. So, when the sweetness gets your heart, then you can't turn away. Right. That means, the one that turned away, then he has not yet acquired the sweetness. But now once you have got the sweetness, now to turn, it's impossible. So that's what the person they call a wasil. Like how, for us, can you do without food of your own choice, without any reason? Can you do without food for 2 days? Can't do. So, when that food has touched your stomach, now you can't do without it. Like, it's impossible. And I can't do without it. I'll have to have it. Come what may, I'll have to do it. So, this is the effect of Iman, when the sweetness permeates the heart. Then you can't turn away. Then you can't go into sin, transgression, and disobedience. But you have to come to this point. Now, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. People that reach this point are very few. Very, very few. That sweetness goes right deep. So they can't endure long. Like how, if we see waste, dirt, feces, can you enjoy it in your hand? On your body? Can you enjoy it? Can't enjoy it. Stay straight away to clean it up. So this is that relationship they have with Iman and things that are against Iman. The Iman becomes to reach such a level that anything that amounts to the disobedience for Allah can't be endured. So now, the question will be now, how do you reach this? Did you get that sweetness of Iman? Our elders speak about two things. One is determination and one is association. In life, nothing happens without determination. All of us here are determined. If the moon is sighted, then anything will stop us. When someone says, hey, there's a party around the corner, can't you come? You've got the determination. Nothing stops you there. I'm going. The party will see afterwards. So, one is determination and resolve. And the resolve and determination has to come in. For every other thing, you can be determined. Then, for your own deen, to secure your own deen, can't you be determined? Must do it. That determination does wonders. It was by Amshlanga Mall, I think, you know. So they had a shop called some new type of donuts they were selling. So the person is going to come first, they'll give him some big price. Now the man that had the determination, he stayed the whole night. See that? See what the determination makes you do. Or whatever price they gave afterwards, that's irrelevant. But you see what the determination makes you do. I must do it. And nothing is going to block me off. So, Allah Pak likes this. ul azm, people of determination, people of resolve. Put your mind firmly, and nothing must break you, nothing must shake you, nothing must move you. Right. And the second thing that will help you is the same, this association. Because that association with the right builds your determination. The type of association, that's the mind that you have. If you are in a circle, right, that's smoking, how long are you going to resist? At some point you're going to smoke, take a pull here, there, taste, right, at some point. You may resist it for some time, but afterwards that resistance may just crack. If you are in a circle now, they're all moving with mercs, then you also want, I don't fit in the circle here until I don't buy this. All the friends are biking and hiking. The moral also will bike and hike. And you say, no, you know what? Physical fitness is very important. He'll find some reason to do the biking and hiking, won't he? So that circle, that thing makes your mind. So it's a type of circle. Mutha Nabbi says, Al-Qareenu bil-Qareeni yuqas. You want to see a person and look at his friend. Then you can make up more or less, right, what are his likes and dislikes. What his ways, his inclinations and disinclinations, you can make out very easily. So it's the association that you would prefer, that's the thing that makes you up. There must be a reason why Rasulullah Paksa explained to the Sahabi, Al-Mar'u Ma'amal Ahab. This world and the next world you counted amongst the people that you love. So he didn't say just you like, you love. See? Love is something else, and liking something is something else. You love, then you can't do without it. Right? Like your wife and your children, you love them. Can you do without them? Under normal circumstances, unless the person is really tired now. Right? But you have to have exceptions. There's a lot of people here, the exception comes to their mind here. One person, tired of his wife, any time she sees him, she lets him have it. You did this and you did this. So he raised his hand, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya to me mar jao, either I die. So she picked up the veil and, Oh, said either or, isn't it? So I saw that veil, he said, either I die or I die. So you see the association, how important it is. This is something unanimously agreed by all the Muslim Ahmadin. Without that association, it doesn't come. That's the Adatullah. Can you imagine a fruit, say a mango, ripening in Iceland, in all the glaciers and ice? Can it? That mango or that fruit needs the association of the sun. That association of the sun will bring the ripeness, the sweetness, the taste. Now it wants to become sweet, but without that. Now that thing needs that heat and that association of the sun for a period of time. If you look at its age, right, if its age from the time it was came up till it was consumed, right, I would say it's about 4 months, right? 4 months, 5 months. But in that 4 or 5 months, it had to dedicate itself and expose itself to the sun. If its age is 6 months, right? At least for 5 months it had to do that. And it got that heat, that association with it, then it was worthy of consumption. And before that, so you see that association, how much is required. And then, that association doesn't mean just come there for a while. No. حضرت گوتوے رحمت اللہ گوتوے مدت طویل مع الفکر that you with him and you got the فکر also, your concern. You with the person and you got the concern. So just being with the person, that's not sufficient. Just having a concern, that's not sufficient. مدت طویل مع الفکر, long period of time, but with fikr. But then eventually Allah blesses you with this bashashat of iman. إِذَا دَخَلَتْ بَشَاشَتُهُ الْقُلُوبِ. That sweetness of iman from me is the heart. Then for you to turn, then becomes impossible. Then for you to fall into transgression, like it's impossible. Like I say, you can't endure that excreta. Can you endure it for a moment? Can you? Like it becomes impossible for you to enjoy it, take it and walk around. So it becomes equally impossible for you to be in defiance, to be in disobedience, to be disregarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any given time. Then you just want to be in conformity. You want to be just on the same line. What you saw your elders, you just want to be on the same line. You don't want to just move from that line for a single second, you don't want to move. See that hadith now, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. You will be with those that you have a liking for. And somewhat, in fact, most of these batini akhlaq, you know, the values, they can be seen from a person's behavior. I may say I like this person, right? But now, he is there, you don't go sit by him, you don't talk to him. Should go in a different direction, he's going in a different direction. So the behavior shows the type of attachment. You see, you've got a value. But now your behavior will show is that, are you true in what you're saying? You say, I got no pride. I'm a very simple person. I got no pride. So, man is performing namaz, made a mistake, and you corrected him. Now he's fuming, why you corrected me? You know, in this public now, what do people think of me? What do they think of me now? So now, can you call that person honest? He said, no, I'm very simple, I got no pride, I'm a very honest person. But now we corrected him, and then he couldn't manage it. See? So the behavior gives you off. So if you're making a claim, then there must be something to support. And this, if there's no support then you suspect. You made a claim, then you need a support base. If there's no support base, then it's a suspect. I won't mention the name, but some years ago, in Johannesburg, I won't mention the name, right? But there was a person, he was free thinking. Against ulama, free thinking, just go by the Quran, nothing else. And I seen such people in the 60s, and I seen such people, just go by the Quran. So he was free thinking, and that khayal, against ulama, writes articles against ulama. And then, just around that time, they took out a film on Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Miyasam, they opposed him, they challenged him. In court, they challenged him. Allah blessed them. They took him. So now, they had to prepare the whole motion. They are now they are claiming that this person, what he's saying, is not right. Against the law. So the motion had to be very strong. So they had to put him in his place. So Mia Sam's legal representative, he says, but my client says that you don't know Pisna. They're building the case. See? My client claims that you don't know Islam. So you know when you talk to a person, you get an immediate reaction. No, how can they say such a thing? Alright. If you say that you know about Islam, then just show us the most simplest thing in Islam is namaz, right? Just show us how do you perform 2 rakat namaz from the beginning right to the end. So no, I don't do that. So the judge said, when it's such an important function in Islam, you have to prove that you are a Muslim and you got a true feelings for Muslims. And if you don't, then you are a suspect. So your behavior will prove what's inside. Your behavior will prove. And if the behavior is not there to prove it, there's a no man. Something not right. He loves his wife. But his wife is there, he's not worried. He goes to sleep somewhere in the hotel, in the breakfast. Comes and talk to her, doesn't talk to her, meets her, doesn't meet her. So when you say that his love for the wife is true. So now, they put him in his place, now read 2 rakat namaz. So now, he made wuzu, raised his hand, folded his hand. Sana, ta'awuz, bismillah, surah Fatiha. So, now Miyasam is asking, they ask the representative, you ask him, show me where in the Quran Sharif it is shown that this is how you must raise your hands and say Allahu Akbar, fold your hands below the navel or up the navel, then read Sana and ta'awuz, lahiyas, of God. So the court ruled that you are a suspect. You say that they are suspects, they don't know about Islam. You are a suspect. Because you say that the only thing to trust is the Quran. Everything else is a suspect. But now, when you started your salah, then you started from things that are not in the Quran at all. That means you are a suspect, not they. Close the case, just close the case. So when you make a claim of love, and love requires a lot of support. Otherwise it's just a claim. And the friendship is just by the way. It's not then you can't get that bashashat al iman, that sweetness of iman, you can't get it. So this sweetness Allah will give to that person who gives that level of commitment. But he doesn't give that level of commitment and he wants it to happen. Can it happen? Love of push, is it good?